Good morning, everybody. Today is Thursday, April 27th, 2017. And this is Before the First Cup of Jewels here on UCY.TV. Happy Thursday, everyone. It is a lovely 70 degrees and very sunny here in upstate New York with a predicted high today of 87. Woo! It's like we went from spring to summer in one quick day. Where do we leave off yesterday? We titled the show AI Manufacturing Trust 21st Century Panopticon and Human Obsolescence. And yeah, we kind of outlined over the last few days how they have been utilizing social engineering, peer pressure, societal quote-unquote norms that they are setting through the media to turn voluntary participation in different programs, different agendas that they are setting, they're able to turn them into quote-unquote voluntary participation. They're able to use the pressures of your friends and neighbors and family to take us, resistant consumers. Those people are standing up going, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to sell us? We're questioning the machine, and they're using these people against us. Now, not that they haven't always done that, but at least, in my personal opinion, up until maybe the last 12 years or so, we were still allowed to have a differing opinion. We were still allowed to exercise our dissent. We were still allowed to question the machine, and even question the machine loudly, write blogs, stand on boxes, talk to people on street corners, whatever. You didn't get beaten down by a cop or labeled as mentally ill or tagged with a red marker by the alphabet agencies who've been monitoring with their 21st century panopticon all of your communications to determine that you've uttered too many keywords and now you are on the danger list. I mean, that is about where we're at. And really, I have to say that since, and maybe Obama didn't really kick it all into action, because I would say maybe the Bushies, maybe, and we followed a lot of stuff when we went back to energy weapons and the voice of God and some of that crazy stuff back through the Gulf War. And remember Daddy Bush, head of the CIA, was in charge before that. So it is very possible. It is very possible that this has been going on for more than 12 years at this level. But maybe we just didn't know about it. And that's where the panopticon comes in. Because the panopticon, one of the definitions of the panopticon is that people stay in check because they are aware that they are being watched. Ding! So like I said yesterday, these releases, Snowden, WikiLeaks, you know, we're like, wow, all this information's coming out. And yeah, I mean, much of this stuff the common public did not know. So for me, at least in the very beginning, it was kind of like an I told you so moment. All those years, I've been out there being Chicken Little and people just laughed at me and told me to go put my hat back on. The tinfoil one. Actually, I don't know if I mentioned this. My friend and I were joking around back a few weeks ago when we were covering all of that microwave weaponry and stuff for mind control on the show. And I did a quick search to see if there were tinfoil hats out there or instructions how to make them. You know, if there was anything special you had to do. And somebody, some really entrepreneurial person has created an item that they've put onto Amazon. And yes, it is a tinfoil hat and it's folded. It says it's handcrafted and it's folded for shipment and it's adjustable size. And somebody is selling an actual tinfoil hat for $14 on Amazon, and there were only two left in stock the last time I looked. But like, how hysterical is that? I'll have to link to that in the notes. But anyway, back to this panopticon and the surveillance state. I mean, once they announced with these quote-unquote leaks and whistleblowers that this stuff was going on, it no longer was a surprise to everyone. And now we all know that we are being surveilled. And we are officially, again, in a panopticon. Says the relevance of the panopticon as a metaphor begins to wither when we start thinking about whether contemporary types of visuality, effectively digital and data-driven data, are analogous to the central tower concept of the panopticon. See, back when they first created that concept, it was used in prisons. I mentioned this yesterday, where it was the central tower with 360-degree visibility, and then all the prisoners were down below, and they could watch and attack or whatever from up above in a full spectrum awareness. Well, that's where we're at now. Add all this technology, and like I've talked about before, the Space Command of the Air Force and all of these space laser weapons and Star Wars-esque type technology that's going up there, that is pretty much what they've done. They have now put the tower into space. The tower is now looking down on planet Earth, and they can target a fly on a bumper with some sort of high-pulsed energy weapon. We are at that point now. And guys, we think, you know, this is talk of lunacy. But I'm going to warn you, we're just getting to this point now where we're integrating the Internet of Things now to all of this military-industrial complex. We're also working on cracking all the secrets of the brain, or as many as we possibly can, and trying to create weaponry. Of course, it's all in the name of cures, but remember, everything out of DARPA and the Department of Defense is about weaponry. So yeah, it might be to cure Johnny's PTSD after you sent him into battle. But I hate to tell you, it's also going to be to go after, you know, Kim Jong, whatever. I was going to say Ill or Ul, but I was trying to come up with another North Korean name. But I don't know any. Kim Jong X. It's also going to be to go after Kim Jong X's mental state at some point, to be able to make him go crazy or see bugs or hear noises in his head, to take out your enemy remotely. And I know it sounds lunatic, but it's not, guys. This is something that we have dug deep. I'm trying to remember. We have Bell Labs and some of the microwave technologies that they were developing for communications technology. And then we found out a lot of those same technologies can be used to beam voices into your head and to manipulate brain waves and do all kinds of crazy things. And there was experiment after experiment, voice-to-skull technology. And then we even found potential uses of those technologies in the battlefield. So now let's fast forward. I mean, that was back in the 90s. Let's fast forward another 10, 20 years into the future. Bing, here we are with the Internet of Things and the Brain Initiative and precision medicine and DNA sequencing all being the science du jour, the coming of the 21st century. Let's get rid of all of the supposed FDA protections that weren't really there to begin with. With the 21st Century Cures Act, let's give every one of these rich tech billionaires that are searching for the fountain of youth the ability to test their creations on the American public, who willingly step up and open their arms because they've been groomed. And if they haven't been groomed, we're going to use social pressure on them and some high-impact advertising. Go for the heart. Tell them you'll save Nana. They'll step up for those nanobots. And all this is coming together all at one time. We've talked about disruptive technologies before and how usually in a generation you had one, maybe two, that would take that chessboard and just knock it off, and you'd have to start all over again. You'd have to rebuild it all. But we are at a point now where we have 10, 12, 15 disruptive technologies that are all coming at us in the same period of time. We heard Jack Ma yesterday. Jack Ma, the CEO of Alibaba, which is the Chinese version of Amazon meets Google, apparently. I had no idea that Alibaba was getting into artificial intelligence now.